This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. This is Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, former USA Baseball National Team coach, Peter Caliendo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Baseball Outside the Box. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo. Thanks for joining the show. I know we've got our audience worldwide. We want to thank you for your loyal listenership that we have. You guys are fantastic. You're the ones that make the show go. So we appreciate it, and keep doing what you're doing. You're getting our information out all over the world to all baseball coaches, players, and parents that are involved in the game from the grassroots level all the way up. And if you're a new listener, please spread our social media around. Our website is baseballoutsidethebox.com. We've got a lot of great information on the website, and actually we have it all on our social media. We've got Twitter at baseballout, and we are also on facebook.com/baseballoutsidethebox. Currently not live on Facebook due to internet issues in Europe, but you know, we're still on the podcast, and we know you're going to have a great show to listen to. Before we begin, special thanks to Brian Kroc behind the scenes, our producer who makes the show happen, who puts it on and makes it sound really good. And of course, our bosses, the Lineup Media Group, they are fantastic. They've got a ton of podcast shows. If you're a podcaster, you've got to go to lineup.fm, which, you know, again, you can see all the podcasts there. So now we want to tell you a little bit about the show. This show is going to encompass our trip right now. We're currently in Italy, but we started in Bulgaria and headed to Serbia. We started with the Bulgarian national team, which was a thrill for myself. We started first with the club, where we ended up in the European B Championships, and I will tell you all about it. There's some great learning development experiences there for anybody in the game of baseball. And then we headed back to, from Serbia, Belgrade, where the event was held, back to Bulgaria to host the Coaches Development Program. We had 25 outstanding young baseball coaches and also softball who wanted to be certified and you know, learn more what it takes to work with young players at the grassroots level, so that way kids can, you know, develop faster, have fun, and we just had an exciting time. It was over 21 hours on the field where we worked with the coaches, showed them drills, did all kinds of different things with them, showed them how to implement the drills, how to make it fun for the kids, how to, you know, look at what they're doing wrong and how to correct it, so that way kids will get better and have a lot more fun in the game. So it's been an exciting time. We're currently right now in Italy. What a beautiful country. If you haven't been there, you've got to visit. Both of these countries are outstanding. They've got obviously a lot of history. We're in Italy, where we met our 15U team that is going to compete starting in Rome, and we're going to travel all the way to Milan. We're going to tell you about that experience. We're about three-fourths of the way done, so we'll be able to tell you some of the things that we encountered, some of the things that our players learned, our coaches, our parents, that will help them in future development. So let's get started. We are not taking phone calls today, so we're going to hold on to that phone call that just came in. It's going to be a show where we're going to discuss, first of all, we're going to start with Bulgarian baseball. We think we've got some great things. I will tell you my experience. First of all, I want to thank the Bulgarian Baseball Federation for allowing me to be part of their coaching staff and try to do what I can to help them in the European B Championships. And if you want to know the one thing that I got up, you know, got out of the Bulgarian situation with the national team, which was a senior team competing, it was that, you know what, if you've determined to do something and you've got mental toughness and you're, you know, ready to play, boy, you can compete against anybody. And I'm going to tell you about this group of men, because it started at about 19, 20 years old, the squad, you know, who didn't have the money, couldn't compete as far as, you know, practices. They didn't get a chance to practice together at all. These are some of the better players in Bulgaria that are competing in the European Championships at the B level. Their goal, obviously, is to go up to the A level, or if struggling, you know, they don't want to go down to the C level, because the last place team goes to C and the first place team goes to the A level. So we traveled with them, and I want to tell you about, they had 15 players, where a lot of teams had 24. They had no money, no training. You know, a lot of players played many positions, and I think that was a learning experience in itself. What allowed them to do what they did while they were in Serbia in the European Championships was one thing that we all are always looking for our players anywhere in the world, a thing that we stress to players that, you know, and coaches that we need to work on the mental game. We've had plenty mental game experts on the podcast explaining, you know, what it takes to become a better player from the mental aspect, how important the mental aspect is. And what's amazing with the young men from Bulgaria is that we didn't have to worry about that. These guys were the toughest mental players that I have ever seen, that I have competed with anywhere in the world. Yeah, they don't have maybe the experience because they don't play every day, but they are multiple sport athletes. For all you parents out there, we've talked several times about how important it is to start them as young as possible playing multiple sports. And their ability to play multiple sports also allowed them to be better athletes. So when you combine the mental toughness of some of these men along with their you know, physical skills, athletic skills that allowed them to do several things, play many positions. Players had to move from pitcher to right field or pitcher to third, or, you know, sometimes, you know, from second base to left field and play different positions and still be able to compete. It was just something to see. And it just reinforces how important those two aspects of the game are, and how important it is that players work on the mental skills. And when I say mental skills, we're talking about the ability to deal with failure. And certainly there was a lot of failure. I want to give you a little example of that. We started off and we lost our first game. We right away, first inning, I think it was nine runs we gave up, got behind early, lost the first game by more than 10 runs. Then we came back, played the second game. The first game was against Austria. Second game we played against Israel. We got down a little bit there. We got into a rain delay. We lost that game by, I believe, 8 runs. You know, and obviously that was tough on our players. And then we got into the third game, which was the most competitive game of the three that the players have played against their arch rival, Serbia, very good ball club. You know, we took the lead early on, about 7 runs. We kept the lead for a while, all the way to the end. And make a long story short, few mistakes, some pitching errors, pitch locations, maybe pitch calling, some mistakes there, and then we lost the game by 1 run to Serbia. Now, when you take all three of those, and you take most clubs that are in that situation, now the Bulgarians are up against the wall because the next two games are important, especially the last one against Greece, because if they lose the last one, they go down to the C pool. That's the team that's going to go down to C pool. You know, a lot of teams that I just told you that have folded the tent. I've been with many clubs that have folded the tent and said, you know, pretty much we don't have a chance. Well, these guys never, ever, ever gave up. They battled, beat Switzerland in the next game, came back last game, and they battled against Greece, and they beat Greece, and it was such a thrill to end up and helping them try to stay in the B pool. Not only stay in the B pool, but these guys, if they get a chance to play together, they're going to do some great things. They've got the ability to actually win that pool. I honestly believe that. Now, some of the things that they come up against, you know, we had young men who, you know, got hit on a thumb on a bunt. The doctor thought that the thumb might be broken. You know, a day later, with 1 day's rest, that young man's back in a game, not complaining. We had players switch positions, not complaining, not even worried about it. We had situations where it was out of our control. You know, we couldn't take BP on the field, but yet another team got a chance to take batting practice. You didn't hear anything from our players. They went to the cages. They worked on their hitting. They prepared for the game. Every day, they were focused on batting practice. They were focused prior to the game. They were getting ready for the ball club. You know, but yet at the same time, what was amazing is they were so loose. They were having so much fun. You know, a lot of teams are tense before ball games. Well, I'm a huge believer that you need to be relaxed before a game. We don't need to put more pressure by being quiet, by sitting there and thinking about things. I think we need to stay loose. If you got a game plan, you already know what the game plan is. You stay loose, you're relaxed. And that's what these guys were doing. I mean, they had a special dance they did before a game in a huddle. You know, they had a special saying. They had all kinds of neat little things that allowed them to relax. You know, when we talk about the mental game, we talk about relaxation, breathing, all that stuff. Boy, these guys had it. Now, whether it was taught to them or was it instinctively, but I believe it was a cultural thing, you know, from when they grew up when they were young kids, and especially in the wars there in Europe. I think that had a lot to do with it. But, you know, the other thing is, we had a lot of, and all the clubs did, we had a lot of bad calls. And this is another learning experience that young kids and parents, especially, and coaches need to understand that, you know what? Bad calls are going to happen. They're out of your control. There's not much you can do. So why worry about it? A lot of clubs there during that time, which I was kind of amazed, were constantly on the umpires. Now, the umpires, no doubt about it, I felt sorry for them. They were overwhelmed. They didn't know some of the rules. So obviously, they, you know, the players and the coaches got on them. What I loved about the Bulgarian team, yeah, once in a while, they may have looked at the umpire on a bad call and ball strike if it's really outside the zone. But 99% of the time, they were focused on the next pitch, next inning, whatever it needed to be, getting the next run. They didn't let the umpires deal with it. We also had some clubs that thought they were going to intimidate. We had some players thought that they're going to teach Europeans how to play the game, especially some Americans who were European-Americans who were eligible to play on the club, you know, on some clubs. They thought that they're going to teach, you know, different Europeans, this is the way you play the game. Simply, I can tell you this, I was a little embarrassed by some of the Americans that played in the event. Not all of them, but some of them. And, you know, the Bulgarians, they didn't worry about that. They worried about playing their game. They, you know, they didn't talk back to the other players. They just played hard. They didn't listen to these guys trying to intimidate them. So I give a lot of credit to Bulgarian national team. I look forward to, obviously, being back and helping them in any way I can. I did want to mention another thing with the umpires. You know, since we had a lot of those bad calls and situations, it's a learning experience for your players. I honestly believe at the younger levels, that's okay to have bad calls. It's part of the game. And you know what? The earlier you start to understand that, and in real game situations, the earlier they start to deal with it. But it's important that our coaches and our parents follow that lead, stress that to the players. You know, sometimes you allow the manager, coach, to go out to the umpires and discuss things with them. I can tell you this, during the event, I never used profanity against the umpires, and I never yelled and screamed at them. I always went to talk to them, man to man, professional to professional, dealing with that situation. And we had some, you know, tough situations where I could have gone crazy. I mean, we'll give you one instant before we get on to the trip to Italy. You know, we had a situation where we had a man on first. He had gone to second. Supposedly, he passed second base, didn't tag up. They were going to appeal first base. The team didn't really know where to appeal. They appealed first base. Well, you can't appeal first base. Well, you can appeal first base if you want, but if you appeal to the wrong base, you've obviously lost the appeal. And now they still don't know what to do. And the first base umpire, and I'm coaching first, the first base umpire tells them to throw the ball to second base and appeal second base. First of all, the umpire shouldn't be coaching the team. And that's the only thing I mentioned to the umpire was that you really shouldn't be coaching a team on how to appeal. If a team doesn't know how to appeal, that's their fault. Now, they lost the appeal. Second of all, the umpire should know that they lost the appeal by going to the wrong base. So those were some of the things that went on there. But from a learning experience, you know what? You've got to keep your cool. There are times where as a manager, coach, you're going to once in a while maybe, you know, have a little explosion because you just can't take it anymore. But there was too much of it there when I was there. And I honestly believe that we were getting a lot of calls, whether it be balls and strikes or whether it be other calls, because of the professionalism that our club showed during the European Championships at the B level in Belgrade. So hopefully, you know, you got a little bit about what we discussed here from Bulgarian baseball. We held a seminar for our coaches. Tell you a little quickly about the seminar. It was a 21-hour seminar where the coaches were actually on the field. We went over all the basic fundamentals. We showed them how to take those basic fundamentals and actually teach them in fun manners with fun drills where kids can learn faster. So as they learn faster, one, they're having fun, and through fun, which you've actually developed as a coach and as an instructor, they will learn faster, and ultimately it will keep them in the game longer because they're having fun individually, but they're also having some success individually, which then gives success to the whole team. So that was something that we stress at the seminars. We do this all over the world, and I say we, it's the International Sports Group for over 25 years. You know, have been giving seminars to coaches worldwide. We continue to expand our resources out there. If you want more information, just email me at info@baseballoutsidethebox.com or petercaliendo@icloud.com. Look forward to hearing from you. And again, now we're going to jump to the trip we're on right now. We're in Italy, another beautiful country in Europe. Great baseball. We really enjoyed so far. Our parents and coaches and players, these players have been selected from all over the U.S. They decided to go on the trip, and none of them, or a few of them, knew each other, but very rarely. None of the parents really knew each other. You bring a group of 40-some people together. You jump on a bus in Rome, and what we do is we tour and play every day. And you know, we stayed 3 days in Rome. We went on to Florence. We went to Rovigo, a great community baseball, a great friends there in Rovigo. We were in Montefiascone, Italy. You can see it on Facebook. A great, great community where I coached near Rome. We actually practiced there and played a game. And then we continued on. We went on to Florence. We saw some sights in Florence. We went on to Rovigo. From there, we were able to go to Venice. And again, playing games every day. We finished off in Novara, which is near Milan. And from that area, you know, we played, you know, a game every day. We saw some good clubs there, good competition. And then we were able to see some sites also like Lago Maggiore, which is near Lake Como, and Milan itself. So, you know, everybody had a great trip. We're just about ending it now. But I do want to tell you some of the great learning experiences that some of the parents and coaches had, because the Caliendo Sports International trips around the world that we have, which I'm describing to you currently, these are trips where kids and parents and players benefit from the whole experience. It's not just about, and we feel that, you know, parents are part of the process. Parents shouldn't be kept out of the educational process. They can actually help their kids if they understand where the coach and the program is going. So from the minute they join us, we're a team together. We have instructional information on the buses. Sometimes we might have an hour bus ride. We talk about colleges, you know, drugs, education, you know, dealing with failure, on and on. And, you know, our coaches are very experienced, and this gives our parents and players a great perspective and learning experience throughout the trip. So some of it is learning things on the bus. Some of it is at the field. Some of it is team meetings we might have. But again, let me tell you something about why I believe these international trips are so beneficial to a young person's development. First of all, when the player doesn't know the other players, they have to learn faster. They have to start to communicate quicker. They've got to start to talk, whether it's to the coaches or to their own players on the field. This is a quick learning experience. There's no practices. They've never practiced or played together. So this is, to us, is a great learning experience. The educational talks on the bus, obviously, are fantastic. Parents being part of the program and learning and being able to ask questions, us answer the questions, be able to talk to the coaches about different aspects of the game. That's part of the program. Now, the other part is, it's probably a worse schedule, if you look at it, especially the Italy baseball trip, probably a little worse than a minor league trip, because in the minors, you know, I mean, in independent ball, you know, I was going maybe, you know, three in one city, three in another. In our situation, sometimes we were driving, you know, 4 or 5 hours, getting off the bus, playing a game right away, and then going somewhere else from there. Or we might be in a city one or 2 days, and then going on right away. So we were constantly on the move. Players had to learn how to pack their bags, how to prepare themselves, how to get up early in the morning, wake-up calls, you know, the same with parents, how to deal with different situations on the bus. You know, when you're on tours, obviously, you know, you've got tour guides, you know, some people are interested, some are not as much, you know, how to stay focused and do your best to learn about that country. I mean, there's so many great learning experiences that we had. The other thing it teaches you to do is, you know, in these situations, coaches can't help you a whole lot. They can guide you, but, you know, you got to play the game on your own. When the ball's in front of you, you got to make some decisions. When you're pitching and catchers, you got to make some decisions according to the swing of the hitter according to the count. Defense, you've got to make choices. You know, if a guy's late, what am I going to do? Am I going to play to the other side? If I see a guy hitting ground ball left side and fly balls to right side, how am I going to play it defensively? There's a lot of thought process that goes into playing the game, and this forces you to play the game a little bit because everybody has to be involved and working together in order to, you know, either win the game or at least be competitive. Because, you know, as an American going overseas, obviously everybody's trying to beat you, so it is going to be competitive. And, you know, we lost some games and we won some games, but I know this. Every game had a learning experience, and we discussed those learning experiences on the bus or even the next day. Now, making decisions was important, but at the same time, you know, we had situations where, you know, we've fallen some traps. You know, we only had so many games, and we wanted to play a lot of games as much as we could there, as many innings. And a couple times, you know, we were down by a lot of runs, and some people wanted to quit the game. Well, you know what? You don't quit a game, you finish it. You know, they're hoping for the 10-run rule. Well, you know what? If you're out of pitching, that's one thing. You don't want to hurt a kid's arm. But if you're down and you've got pitching, then you keep playing and you keep battling. And what we found was the players battled back. They scored 4 or 5 more runs. They made the game more respectful. They competed. They competed to the last out, last pitch, never stopping. And that's what you're telling players all the time is that, you know what, it's easy to play the game hard when you're winning, but it's tougher to play the game hard when you're losing. And that's an awesome learning experience. So, you know, all these experiences were great. We were in Bulgaria. We were in Italy. Again, we hope that you you took something from this show. Look for our next show. We're going to be having some great guests on the next show. This is Pete Caliendo, Baseball Outside the Box. Don't forget, check out our website, baseballoutsidethebox.com. We are also all over social media at Baseball Out. That is our Twitter account, and email me at info@baseballoutsidethebox.com. Again, thanks for joining the show, and we look forward to having you on Baseball Outside the Box on our next podcast. God bless you, and see you then.
This has been Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Listen online at baseballoutsidethebox.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.